Kane County Administrative Land Use Meeting of April 8th, 2026, 4 p.m.
Good afternoon. Welcome to our Administrative Land Use Authority meeting on April 8th, 2026 at 4 p.m. We're really 3:59, but we're going to go ahead and start early. I move to approve the minutes for January 14th, 2026. Good job, Presta. Appreciate your hard work on those. She always does a great job. And then second on the agenda is a residential CUP for 5 glamping sites for Lincoln Bradshaw. This CUP had already been approved years ago, and he just wants to renew it and try to do it again. And so I just had him do a residential CUP, even though the original one was commercial. And I am going to approve this CUP, but he has to agree that until he puts all the infrastructure in and gets the health department's approval, he can't build more than the one tent by the house without additional bathrooms. So we still need his approval from the health department because he wants to utilize the existing septic system for the house that's going to be there. He will have a 24/7 on-site manager. So, but he's been informed that until he puts all of the upgrades, he's only allowed to start with one glamping site. And that will be in the CUP conditions, and he is aware of that. K number 3 is the Lamberth and Roberts Family Rural Unimproved Subdivision. Iron Rock, Mr. Tom Avant, has reviewed it twice. It still needs a third review and some of the revisions. We haven't seen the revisions back from the engineer, Jay Adams, but we will temporarily approve it with the information being submitted that it's finalized by Mr. Avent. It is zoned ag and it's on 96 point acres. It will have 6 lots and the minimum lot size will be 10 acres and they will all have the zoning of ag FAA on them. Okay, next number 4 is the Dams Briceway Gateway by Gary Gilbert and Don Marie Dam, and they are doing just a simple 2-lot subdivision on parcel 8-6-12-6, and it's 9.42 acres, and they're taking it down to the residential 5. All the infrastructure's there at the road, and that was reviewed and approved by Civil Science, and they have a few more missing items that they have to do before it can be recorded. They're minimal, and Chris Heaton has been made aware of that, but I will approve it contingent that I get those last few items that I need on feasibility. And with that, that's everything for our April 8th, 2026 Administrative Land Use Meeting. Thank you.